No.
Hello.
Is anybody gonna ask, somebody gonna ask one?
Oh yeah, what'd you think of the guy's performance tonight?
We got better as the game went on. I liked our third period. So it was, a lot of good things happened tonight as that game went on, which we, I think we're all pretty fired up for, so it was good.
Good, you guys were trying to feed point there for a while. How nice was it to see him reach
he deserved that. He gets so close to 50, but he's done it, you know, so many different ways. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, like none of them were empty netters, except for the last one. So I may be proven wrong when somebody watches this, but I don't remember him getting empty netter till the end. So, but he's been the straw that stirred the drink for this team pretty much all year, and you could tell by the reaction of the players on the bench how fired up everybody was for him. So it was. I couldn't be happier for me. We deserve that.
Brian Elliott said it might have been the quietest 50-goal season from anybody just because of the way he handles himself. Is it possible to have a quiet 50-goal
season? Well, it is when two guys serve 60. You know, but there's only five guys in the league that have 50-plus, and he's one of them. And he's really turned himself into a premier player in this league. And he's got two of the biggest trophies in sports sitting on his medal case, and he's had countless big goals for us in the biggest moments when we've needed them. But to get 50, that's a feather in your cap, and he's such an unselfish teammate. I think that's what makes it even more special.
How about for Brian? He's had a rough stretch, as the team has had a rough stretch over the last month. For him to end the season with a performance like that, and get the shutout.
Well, to me, it was during the anthem, you got to stand in the sun, you're on the ice. And so I thought all that kind of just worked out. And so it was great that that happened. And he'll always remember that this night, especially that you get to spend part of it with the sun on the ice.
Mikey,
you
seem kind of got the tap on the shoulder after Janelle went out.
Well, I like that he scored tonight. So that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of big things happened tonight. Anytime you're new to a team and you get your first, that's a little bit of a weight off the shoulders. And then Hag's got 30. And so I think that one's going to go, it's going to slide under the people aren't going to talk about, but 30 goals is a lot of goals. And he's set career highs in goals and points. And it's great for those guys.
Jim, what does it mean to kind of have these kind of, good vibes going in, coming out of your last game?
Well, it's way better than the vibes we had coming into the game. And it just felt different tonight. And maybe because it was the last game of the year, maybe because there was nothing at stake in a kind of team dynamic way, but there was a lot of individual performances and milestones that could be hit, and they got hit. And so guys were, like I said, naturally really excited during the game and post-game.
You always say that the regular season is a dress rehearsal for the playoffs. How do you feel about how your regular season dress rehearsal went?
Oh, we'll be all right. This team knows how to play the game. We're going to play a really good opponent. It's two good teams going to play. We met last year, pretty familiar with each other. In the end, we just got to game it out, and we got a bunch of gamers in the room.
Pay off tomorrow at the time.
Oh,
practice
Saturday.
TGA.
Saturday.
Flex.